Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370.
And Lynn Woolley would hand this guy Kevin Roberts coming around from Texas Public Policy Foundation. I was just starting to like him, and then he decided to go take a job with the preeminent think tank in the nation. That would be the Heritage Foundation. He's moving to Washington, D.C. It's going to be a big loss for Texas, but a gain for the nation. And he's left a number of things in place to carry on into the future. Kevin Roberts, congratulations, number one. Number two, thanks for joining us. And number three, you're going to be moving the family from Liberty Hill, Texas, to Washington, D.C. Have you lost your ever-loving mind?
Why would you do that?
Maybe so, guys. Look, it's not something we're looking to do, but as I have mentioned to a lot of friends, including the two of you, I think that this country is at a crossroads. Your show every day shows it. God bless the two of you for what you're doing. That's a cost, that's a price that my family is willing to pay in order to play our tiny part in helping to save this country, which, by the way, I think all of us are going to do.
Oh. And Kevin, we've all got to work together. My first reaction when I heard the news about you was what Jim just said. I went, what? He can't do that.
Well, y'all are kind. Texas Public Policy will be in the great hands of my longtime friend, Greg Sindelar. And I'll say that I might be moving my family to D.C., but y'all will continue to see me in Texas. We're going to get massive education reform done in the next legislative session. I and the Heritage Foundation will work alongside TPPF and the two of you. So I'll be in Texas a lot, very happily. And look, you know, we might be heading up there probably for a long time, but we'll always be around, and Texas will always be in our hearts. One day we will be back here.
And Kevin, I'm wondering right now if Jim and I could rip a sheet out of your personal notebook where you have made your list of the things that have got to be addressed in the United States of America. What would be the top thing on your agenda when you get up there?
Very first thing, in fact, I made a joke with my soon-to-be colleagues at Heritage last week, that the top three things on my list are education, education, and education.
Oh, boy.
Amen.
How true.
And look, no surprise coming from this lifelong educator, but what I mean by that is, if we look at what has happened with COVID and the overwrought shutdowns and the indoctrination that's happening every day, the really goofy teaching that's happening, and I'm a fifth generation teacher, so I can say that, and we don't decide as a country we're going to do something about that and recognize that the education system that has served us all so well has collapsed under its own weight of its own absurdity, then we shouldn't be doing what we're doing every day. And so help me God, we are going to fix that. And I hope that the Heritage Foundation leads the way.
And what you're talking about is a think tank is what it's commonly referred to, the Heritage Foundation. But groups like this come up with the ideas that would make the country better, the state better, the city better. There's obviously talking heads on the left and the right. But let me ask you about the nation's presidency and president right now. It seems the issue at hand, they're talking tax increases. They're talking a quote-unquote infrastructure bill. They're talking about making the most dramatic changes to society in decades with the slimmest majority in decades. What's with that?
Well, President Biden.
Let's go, Brandon.
Brandon. Simply not up to the task. And there's you and I have talked about that, guys. there's a human side of that, that's painful, because we all have had aging relatives, and it's painful to see them
truly
begin to deteriorate. And I mean that just as a
great
guy.
Point.
I pray for him every day.
Yep.
But having said that, he's still president of the United States and leader of the free world. And it is embarrassing, frankly, to see him try to lead us. And the good news, though, the flip side of that is that our side's winning. I mean, up to this point, we have successfully delayed this reconciliation nonsense. We've successfully delayed the tax increases. In fact, the president said last night that it didn't look like the votes were there for that.
He did.
This is not, you know, this battle is not going to be over until probably New Year's Eve. I mean, our side's got to fight these things until the end of this year. So let me just say this, guys, for listeners, people paying attention, if we get to December 31 and Nancy Pelosi decides to go home, we have won and we've effectively ended this presidency. Because what's going to happen is they're going to come back in early 22 and they will be maimed politically. And then our side is going to have a historic win in the House. I now think we're going to take back the U.S. Senate. And then that sets us up for 24 for whomever is going to carry forward the Trump agenda, whether President Trump himself, with whom I spoke on Monday, by the way, or someone else who can pick up that mantle. I am really optimistic if we can get to December 31 and stop these bills from getting passed.
All right. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Uh-oh.
You talked to former President Trump. I've got to ask the question. Did he tell you his intentions of whether he's going to run or not?
Boy, you are putting me on the spot. He did not, thankfully. So it's easy for me to answer that question. So obviously a lot of news surrounding whether he will run or not. And I'll just say, Lynn, I'll take the occasion of your question to say that whether he runs or not, what Trump accomplished as in the policy world, but most importantly in restoring the commitment of America to keeping its promises, is going to be picked up by whomever becomes the Republican nominee. And whoever is the Republican nominee is going to win, and we're going to love him or her. I am 100% convinced of that.
Let me ask you, folks, we're visiting with Kevin Roberts. If you want to see his acceptance speech, go to Kevin or Google Kevin Roberts and Heritage Foundation, a neat little about 8-10 minute speech you made, Kevin. And you mentioned two things. The Heritage Foundation is going to be 50 years old in 2 years. Our nation's going to be 50 years old for the Heritage Foundation, 250 years old for the nation. Do you have a plan to highlight some things and to keep this country optimistic in the future, perhaps here almost immediately with your new role up there?
I do. You know, beyond the specific policy objectives, the main emphasis that I'm bringing to the Heritage Foundation, I've been explicit about it, is making heritage less D.C.-centric and more focused on states.
Amen.
It's really important for those of us who do state-based work like we do at Texas Public Policy to have this wonderful partner in D.C. in heritage. Heritage will remain in D.C., headquartered there. But the point is there's a real opportunity for heritage to work alongside groups like Texas Public Policy for the advancement of great legislation at the state level. We can bring the muscle of heritage into that, in other words. That's the big emphasis, and it leads me, Jim, to your question about the nation's 250th anniversary in 2026.
Yes.
And that is, our sovereignty as a nation state begins with our states.
Absolutely.
And it's really important for us in policymaking to get back to that. And so, you know, however many years I'm at Heritage, hopefully a very long time, I want to look back, and that's going to be my greatest measure of success. If we've moved the dial on that, then we've also moved the dial on the most important thing we can achieve, which is that Americans experience more self-governance than they did when I took over.
Amen.
All right.
Let me ask you one final question. We got under a minute, Kevin. This issue about the nation being optimistic, whether it's taking back our city with Prop A or the nation, there is reason to be optimistic, though we're constantly inundated with negativity, isn't there?
Amen, brother. And y'all know me well enough to know I don't do hollow optimism. In fact, I rather hate it. And so the optimism you're hearing from me is heartfelt. It's genuine. There's evidence for it. Prop A in Austin, I actually think within the next decade, there's going to be a reasonable mayor of Austin. In fact, that could even happen this next cycle. The state's doing well with great leadership. The country is not doing well, but I can tell you from having been in D.C. a lot the last 2 weeks that we're going to. And I'll sum up and say this. I want to extend this offer to y'all, not for the sake of robbing you of airtime, but I want to send the signal that the Heritage Foundation is far more focused on state and local things than it is just on federal matters. I will always be on your show. I will always do local radio around the country because I happen to think Jim Cardle and Lynn Woolley are the best two guys in the business, and y'all are advancing American freedom and optimism.
Thank you.
All right, and we will work with you in any way we can, especially to try to keep Texas conservative. And we'll be following you, and we're your biggest fans.
Appreciate you, brother.
So go up there and knock them dead.
Talk to you soon.
Cardle and Woolley, weekday mornings, 7 to 9 a.m. on Talk 1370.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!